guys need a little break real quick? 5 minutes, can you help us? Okay. Oh, that's what I was thinking. Just thought I'd ask.
Too late.
Okay. So we have our consent agenda for renewal of applications 7A. So we have everybody listed. I don't see anybody on here that we have to vote separately on. So everything's okay with all these, right?
Yes.
I would make a motion to accept.
Seconded.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. So Heather, currently how many licensees do we have in the state?
It's about 470 current. No, I can get you the exact number.
Hmm?
I can get you an exact number in just a second.
So what is, I'm always confused about this, the actual date that their license expires, is it August 31st? And how many people have?
Well, September 1st. So if I were to receive a renewal on August 31st, I could process it.
Okay.
So September 1st, if somebody's not renewed, then they're considered expired.
And how many are not responding at this point?
Well, I've granted extensions, the 60 days for the opioids.
Yeah.
So I've got about 30 of those just hanging out in my drawer waiting.
And really, they have that two-month window of weird, don't you? Isn't it June 30th to
mm-hmm.
August 31st, mm-hmm. technically? Is,
and then
is
the late out. Fees. And then
yeah, beginning August 1st is
okay.
the late fee.
Yeah.
So right now we have 477 licensees.
That's up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like that's up.
I know of two licensees who have contacted me and said that they are not going to be renewing.
Okay.
So they will expire out.
We should have four.
Were they retiring?
Mm-hmm. Just they're no longer practicing in Arizona.
Two
to go. So we'll move on to eight.
He wants to go eat on California.
And you've done some of your report previously with Dr. Farrell's stuff and everything with the legislative updates. So we've got budget, agency operations, the complaint log, and good old e-licensing.
Mm-hmm. So the rulemaking process is still in process. I'm hoping to hear back from OSPB by the end of August. That's what I was told. That's about how long it's going to take them to do their analysis for the exemption request. So it's been a very long process, but hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel with that one. We talked about House Bill 2569, 1086 is the temporary license statute. Ms. Shin Eckbert, I've discussed with her, and she said that her office will be issuing more guidance on that.
They're working on it.
I'm sorry, what?
They're working on it. I just got a text. They're still working on it.
Okay, so that's why I have not addressed that with another application or adding additional information to the application at this point. Right now, House Bill 2569 is the main focus anyways for the governor's office. House Bill 2463 just requires us to add language to the application, which I did. And Dr. Farrell is requesting the continuance. We've talked about the letter. Dr. Foreman is going to contact the association regarding medical assistance. And then there is a inquiry about medical pedicures. That was something I had to research and look into. And I did talk to the cosmetology board, and their opinion on that is in my report.
Which there is no such thing as a medical pedicure.
No, pedicurist is a pedicurist is a pedicurist. They would need a cosmetology license no matter where they worked.
Right. In Arizona, the term medical pedicurist is not recognized.
Just because you're in a doctor's office doesn't make you special.
Not a regulated profession. And I've talked with ADOA Asset because Windows 7 is no longer going to be supported, and that's what all of the board issued laptops have. I have given them all of the serial numbers, model numbers, So I'm just waiting for them to get back to me with a quote on Windows 10. I did ask them if it would, what the cost, you know, if it would be more cost effective just to get new laptops, but they think that just getting the software installed is more cost effective. And nobody's had any issues with their laptops. I haven't heard any complaints. Okay. And with the complaint log, there's only one new complaint that's not been added. I got that yesterday. Seems like every time. I'm sorry?
And then we have the one we added today.
Yeah, and that one will be added. Seems like every board meeting we have, I always get a complaint right before the board meeting.
Is the Dr. Farani complaint that's on here the one we dealt with today? Or is that a different
There's
one?
There's two different ones on
there. On 17. Oh, there is.
Now there's the other one down at the bottom is the new one.
That's the new one.
And then the one today was number 8.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I didn't see that one. All right. So we'll see our friend right here.
And I still don't have an update on the budget. I know that CSB has had a lot of turnover recently, and with the end of the fiscal year, they're very busy. Susie Myers has told me that she plans to get those reports out, but I have not received one yet. I am going to sit down with her August 19th and do our budget for the report that's due at the beginning of September.
Well, and has Dr. Clark been doing continued?
Yep. He submitted the file to me, and I submitted that to Dr. Polakoff. He only had one file.
Do you have that here?
Do I have the file with me?
Yes.
No. No, because Dr. Polakoff is still doing her report on it. So that'll be something, and I don't know if the board wants to see those as I get the report from Dr. Polakoff, or if, because it's only for 3 months, or if you just want to see it all at the end of the 3 months.
I thought we had decided to.
I think it was supposed to be all at the end.
Months, yeah, that's what I thought. Something on it, it's still going to be there.
Yeah, that's what I had thought.
So that'll put us like in November or December, I think, with him.
Depending on how quickly Dr. Polakoff, right, she's pretty quick.
So.
Dr. Wessel is just set serving, or what do we do?
So can we refrain from using the names on the log?
Yeah. It would be number 2.
So that'll be on your October agenda because Bruce has a conflict next month. So it will be also on next month's agenda to ask just for a 30-day extension on the stay of the probation. He has been sent a surrender. It has been mailed to him. But the problem is everything at the prison is snail mail. So we're just waiting. So hopefully I will have a update for you either in September or October, but October at the absolute latest.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
Anything else? So, yeah, summary of any current events?
None.
And call to the public?
None.
Discussion of possible action for future meeting agendas.
Next month, I may and may not be here. My granddaughter's having surgery, and we got to take care of the kids. So
as long as I have 3 board members, we should be okay. No other conflicts next month?
October is Yom Kippur. So.
Oh, October, but not September.
No.
Okay, so we may be missing Dr. Foreman in October and Mr. Reeds in September. I still have a quorum, so I'm happy so far.
And next month actually is 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I saw that.
That's a bad day.
I may be able to be by telephone.
Okay. We'll make arrangements.
And so I will, our next board meeting would be September 11th, 2019. And I will move at 10:36 to adjourn the meeting.
Second,
any discussion?
Oh, no.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? So moved.
Oh, no.
Okay, Frankie, I have a question.
Yes.